This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Kia ora and welcome back to Volunteering Vibes, where we celebrate the people, organisations and volunteers strengthening Hawke's Bay communities every single day. I'm Tracy, and today we're talking about something really special: connection, companionship, and creating moments of joy for people in our community. For those who can't get out and about, there's especially a chance to experience the fresh air and community again that's really important to them. It's a simple idea, but a powerful one. And today we're joined by Liz from Cycling Without Age Napier to talk about the mahi behind the rides, the volunteers who make it all happen, and the impact that it's having across our region. Hi Liz, it's wonderful to have you here with us.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. It's lovely to have you. So to start us off, for our listeners that don't know anything about the work of Cycling Without Age, could you tell us a bit more about that?
Sure. Well, Cycling Without Age Napier, or CWA shortened, is a volunteer-led charitable trust that provides free tricycle rides for our Napier elderly and people living with disabilities or social isolation. Our mission is simple: to help them improve their health and enable them to reconnect with their community and nature. These rides are a circuit breaker, as even in retirement and rest homes, people can feel isolated and lonely. CWA was created in Copenhagen in 2012, when Ollie Casso rented a trishaw and offered an elderly gentleman from a care home a ride. By the time they got back, there was a queue waiting to ride.
I bet there was.
From that one act of kindness, a movement spread first across Denmark and then across the world. Today, CWA has more than 3,500 chapters and more than 50,000 volunteers in 41 countries.
That's an incredible number, isn't
Amazing.
It? In such a relatively short space of time.
Yes. So why are tricycle rides important? Well, we provide the essence of bike rides by focusing on the health benefits and the surrounding effects of riding a bike, all without the constricting boundaries of age and the physical exercise required to ride the bike. Research consistently shows benefits for both mental and physical well-being.
Absolutely.
And science suggests that the most efficient drop in cortisol levels, those stress hormones, they happen between 20 to 30 minutes outside in nature, exactly the length of our rides.
Oh, perfect, perfectly timed. Well done.
Ellen and I, as trustees, created the Napier chapter of CWA in January 2022, although our first trio bike did not arrive until May. It takes that long to come from Europe. We hope our fourth trio bike will arrive by September this year.
Yay.
And we also have a wheelchair-carrying bike, so no one is left out. Everyone can enjoy a tricycle ride.
That's super inclusive. Do your tri bikes have names? Do you name them?
Yes, we do. Yes. Each trio bike and tricycle has a special name that is related to their place in our story. Would you like me to?
I'd love to know. I think our listeners would love to know too.
Okay. All right. Well, our first trio bike was named Maggie. As you can imagine, when this concept came to New Zealand, nobody was doing a CWA chapter. And so we had difficulty in raising funds for the trio bike. Each trio bike costs between $25,000 to $30,000. And so it's a lot of money to raise.
It is, yes.
So between the trustees and Maggie, Alan's sister, and also Eastern and Central Community Trust, we managed to raise the first trio bike. So we called it after Maggie, who was one of the major sponsors.
That's so appropriate.
And then as we started up in May, our first weekly passenger was a lady called Nola. She was 99 when she started riding with us. And she just loved it. And we didn't realise until after she'd passed away just what a huge impact it had made on her and her family's lives. And so the family agreed for our second trio bike to be called Nola.
Oh, what a beautiful thing. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah,
gorgeous.
Yeah. Our third trishaw is the wheelchair-carrying bike. And we've named it Joy because it brings joy to everybody who has the chance to ride. Yeah. Amazing, isn't it?
Oh, that's so heartening. That's incredible.
our fourth trio bike, which we hope will arrive, that did arrive just a month ago, is called Ollie. We named him after the founder.
The founder, that.
Because he's the heart behind every ride. Oh. Isn't that a lovely sentiment?
Oh, it really is. That's absolutely marvellous.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. That just gives people a real picture of of your organisation and the absolute tons of heart that goes into it.
We actually currently provide weekly rides to residents in 8 care homes currently, and we have 110 care home residents enrolled in our weekly ride programme.
My goodness.
We also support people who live independently in the community. Mm. Last year, we provided 773 passenger rides, up from 421 the year before.
Oh, my
gosh.
So
you can see how much demand there is.
Once word of mouth gets around, I suspect.
And other people see people riding. So far this year, we have provided 580 rides, so more than halfway.
Wow.
Since we began, can you guess how many kilometres we've ridden? Probably not.
Oh, no, it's going to be a pretty large figure.
Over 12,000 wind-in-your-hair kilometres with smiles.
Oh. That's a beautiful picture, isn't it?
It is.
Yes,
it's lovely.
It really is. Mm-hmm. So you talked about the Trishaws and their names and how you've come, how they've come to be. And maybe, as you say, people have seen them out and about. As you're out taking people for rides. So what does a typical ride look like?
Well, if you haven't seen the trio bikes already, you might be wondering, what do they look like? Mm. And so you can imagine yourself sitting comfortably on a double couch with wheels, and it happens to have two seat belts as well. And the pilot sits at the back, and you're sitting in the front feeling the sunshine on your face and the wind in your hair while travelling slowly through Anderson Park along Marine Parade. Mm. It's not about getting from A to B, it's about the journey. Mm. Passengers point out places they remember, share stories from their lives, and often reconnect with memories they haven't talked about for years. We stop to admire gardens, we watch children playing, greet passers-by, and enjoy the sights and sounds of their neighbourhood. The rides are slow by design, because slowness creates space for conversation and connection. Mm. Being present in the moment to take advantage of opportunities that arise for social connection.
Mm. For anyone that doesn't appreciate isolation in all its forms is really insidiously damaging to people's health.
Yes, it is.
So what you provide helps combat that.
Yes,
with the connection with the ride itself and then being out in their own community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's really an incredible thing that you do there. So you talked about your journeys along Marine Parade and Anderson Park. So those are your... Those are the routes that you tend to take?
It all depends. When we're doing our weekly ride program from each care home, they have a designated route from that care home. Mm-hmm. So it's all pre-planned and health and safety approved. So depending on where the care home is, is dependent on what the ride is or where the ride goes. But we also have people who want to ride, but we can't reach them currently.
Mm.
And so what they do is they come to us in Anderson Park. And so we all meet up there, and then we spend a couple of hours riding around the park in the morning or in the afternoon. Or if they particularly want to, they meet us up at Marine Parade, and we go up and down Marine Parade, which is beautiful.
It is beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
That's lovely. Yeah. So volunteers are obviously at the heart of what you do. What sort of roles are available for a volunteer? What would they find themselves doing?
Well, we have the pilots who ride the Trishaws and companion riders who help the safe loading of the passengers who then ride alongside. People often think that pilots simply just ride a bike, but they actually do much more than that.
Mm.
They listen, encourage conversations, share laughter, build friendships, and help passengers reconnect with their community. All our passengers look forward to seeing their pilot each week and genuine relationships develop over time.
Mm. So what do you think that pilots get out of that?
Well, many volunteers tell us that they joined because they wanted to help others, but they stay because of what they receive in return.
Such a familiar story. It really is, Liz.
It is. Yeah. They gain friendships, purpose, perspective, and a real sense of making a difference.
Absolutely.
May I tell you what one of our pilots said?
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Okay. Well, Ashley said, it's to when I asked her why she decided to come and volunteer with us, she said, well, what appealed to me was how many boxes I could check in one activity. Connection with beautiful passengers. Not having any grandparents left, I miss connecting with people who have experienced much more of the world than I have. And the second was outside time and exercise, especially on a bike. And then volunteer time. This is something that really gives me purpose. She summarized that the best thing about CWA is really slowing down and taking time just to enjoy and be in the moment.
Thank you, Ashley. We couldn't have put it better ourselves.
Exactly.
That's a lovely, lovely viewpoint to share. And we hope that our listeners get a sense of just how giving volunteering is. People tend to think of it as an act of giving something, but it's also receiving too. So volunteers will tell us that they get so much more out of an activity than they ever anticipated.
They do. Nothing more rewarding than seeing those smiles on faces.
It's very addictive. So what qualities or sort of personality do you think someone would have to make them a good fit for working alongside you as a volunteer?
Well, kindness is probably the most important quality. You don't need to be super fit because our trishaws are electric assist. And you don't need special cycling experience either because we provide full training. However, we do require our volunteers to have a driving license. What matters most is enjoying people, listening to stories, having empathy, and wanting to make someone else's day a little brighter. If you can smile, chat, and care about others, you'll probably be a great CWA volunteer.
Well, that sounds like a really cool list of qualities. I'm sure that if you're listening out there and you think, oh, hold on a moment, that could be me, then you know exactly what you can do in order to connect up with CWA and just start your volunteering journey with them. So you talked about the companion riders. So we've talked about the pilots quite a lot and the companion riders.
So we have a special process of getting the passengers into the trishaws, and so they help with that, and we make sure that if it's a cooler day we wrap them up well, or they've got hats on and whatever, and then they ride alongside the trio bike just to make sure that it's a health and safety concern, make sure that, you know, everything goes all right, and then they're there at the end of the ride to also help unload the passengers. They usually ride their own bikes, and it's alongside the trio bike. Currently, we don't have enough volunteers, but we also don't have enough companion riders.
Right.
We manage for 4 days out of the week to have companion riders, but not on every ride. But often with the care homes, we may have 2 or 3 trishaws operating at the same time. So there's a whole sort of cavalcade of them.
You're listening to Volunteering Vibes, brought to you by Volunteering Hawke's Bay, and we're celebrating people making a difference all across our community today. You can find us online at www.vhb.org.nz. I'm Tracy, and today I'm chatting with Cycling Without Age Napier's Liz, and she's bringing about connection, joy, freedom to people through the simple act of a bike ride. Turns out it's not quite so simple and so much more impactful. So, Liz, if you're willing to talk about your own journey a little bit, in terms of it can be quite common for people to have been connected with volunteering in their own background, and I wonder if that's true for you, or is being part of Cycling Without Age your first introduction to volunteering?
Oh, no, I've been volunteering all my life and all my professional life. I grew up in New Zealand, but left when I was 21 years old, and then I was away for about 35 years, but I've volunteered in many countries in the world.
And it's a familiar story.
Always volunteered, but how we came to create Cycling Without Age was it was actually Alan White who came up with the idea to start the chapter. He's a solo tourer, and he had just come back from Route 66 in the US. That's from Chicago to Santa Monica. It's about 4,000 kilometres.
My goodness.
And having come back in January 2020, he joined the Green Meadows Rotary Club. And then, of course, COVID came knocking.
Mm-hmm.
Rotarians apply service over self, which got him thinking of opportunities to cycle while providing service to others. Way back in 72, he had had a ride on a trishaw in Singapore and more recently had discovered Cycling Without Age on the internet. He saw the opportunity to set up a chapter in Napier. He knew how it felt when riding a bike and wanted to share this joy with our elderly in Napier. COVID gave him the time to research and chat about the idea with me. And after discussing it for more than a year, we decided to go for it. What drew me was the simplicity of the idea. Something as simple as a bike ride can transform someone's day, improve their well-being, and reconnect them with their community. I love the idea that people who might otherwise be isolated could once again experience the sights, sounds, and feelings of being part of everyday life in their community.
Mm.
The phrase we often use, the right to wind in your hair, was coined by one of the first passengers in Copenhagen who was blind. We think that captures the spirit of CWA beautifully.
I think it does too. Gosh, you've come a long way, haven't you? You really have.
Yes.
So, and it just it speaks to me about the power of one person or two people in your case who can actually take something and bring it to life. And then have the incredible impact that you're having today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, yeah. Thank you. Is all I can say. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
For grabbing hold of this and running with it, because it's a beautiful thing. Now you talked about the perspective of one of the volunteers, Ashley. You shared her viewpoint, and I wonder if there are any memorable moments from any particular rides or interactions with people that you'd be happy to share today.
Oh, there are so many, but one thing that stays with me always on every ride is seeing the joy on passenger faces when they return.
Mm.
It's a transformational process. Mood is lifted and they're truly animated when they come back. But I think the most poignant that I recall is a passenger, and it was just recently, with tears in her eyes, saying she hadn't seen the beauty of Anderson Park before and hadn't ever been around it completely, although she lived most of her life just a few streets away.
Oh.
She was completely overcome with the joy of her experience.
Oh,
yeah.
That is amazing. That really is amazing. So it's not just about riding, it's about connection. And how do volunteers go about building those relationships with people? You talked about that being one of the byproducts of the process.
Well, the relationships sort of build naturally because the rides are unhurried. The trio bikes are especially designed so while the pilot sits behind and the passenger in the front in their couch on wheels, the conversation flows easily.
Mm.
CWA was founded on five principles: generosity, slowness, storytelling, relationships, and without age. Those principles create the environment where genuine relationships flourish.
Mm, yeah. Absolutely. So for someone listening at home now and they're thinking, you know, that sounds amazing. I wonder if I could, you know, find out a bit more and see if it might be a good fit for me. What would you say to them?
Well, I'd say don't talk yourself out of it before you've spoken to us. Many people think volunteering requires a lot of spare time or exceptional fitness or special skills, but it doesn't.
Mm.
We provide training. Our trishaws are electric assist. And the commitment is very manageable. We only ask for a minimum commitment of 3 hours per month, and volunteers choose when they ride, usually between 10 and 12 a.m. in the morning or in the afternoon from 1 till 3, Monday to Friday. We provide training on the trishaws, and the commitment, as you can see, is very manageable.
Mm.
If you enjoy meeting people, hearing stories, and making a positive difference, we'd love to hear from you. The rides are deeply valued by our passengers. The hardest part is often making that first contact. Without volunteers, though, the trust could not exist.
No, simply wouldn't be able to do the work that you do without volunteers. So if you're sitting out there now and you're thinking that you might want to get involved in this, so what's the first approach to do, Liz? How do they connect with you?
Oh, they can either make a call to me, or they can look up our website, www.cwanapier.nz.
Nice.
But a phone call is all that they need.
Can they get the number from the website?
Oh, absolutely. But I can give it to you now.
Oh, if you have it, that'd be great. Sure. Pen and paper ready, people.
027-244-2576. And you'll get me, Liz, on the end of that. That's 027-244-2576.
No AI, only real people here. So I'd like to thank you, Liz. Unless there's anything else you'd like, any messages you'd like to share before we wrap up for today?
If we've finished our time.
Yeah.
But thank you for having us. And we do hope that everyone will have a chance of either volunteering or sponsoring us. We're always looking for volunteers. We've got two new Trio bikes arriving and a transporter van, so we'll be able to go out to some of the places within Napier that we currently can't get to. And so we're looking for many more volunteers.
So that's going to increase your capacity.
Yes,
so,
it will.
Yeah, so
and
please.
Those that miss out now because we just can't reach them.
Yeah, that must be incredibly frustrating for you.
Well, it's very sad because they want to ride, but because we've managed now to get the system, like, for example, Princess Alexandra and Ahariri, we can't get there with the Trio bikes. It takes up too long and it's too dangerous on the roads. But so they have a van and they bring their people to Anderson Park. But it's still not the same as the people sitting inside warm in their care home, and then we can just pick them up two at a time. But it does give a different flavour. Every ride is different. Yeah.
That's wonderful that you can be as accommodating as you are.
Yeah.
Okay, well, long may you continue to grow.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you for joining us today and say a very public thank you to everyone involved with Cycling Without Age Napier. We so appreciate the work that you do in our community, and we know our communities appreciate that. What you give to them, which is incalculable, it really is. So for all the volunteers out there that are giving their time to create these special experiences, we thank you, and we know that your impact goes far beyond the ride itself. To our listener, if today's corridor has inspired you, there are hundreds of volunteer opportunities across Hawke's Bay waiting for you. So head over to www.vhb.org.nz and find the role that's just right for you. A big thank you to our friends here at Radio Hawke's Bay for keeping our community connected. You can listen to this program and others on 1431 AM or 104.7 FM. So stay connected, enjoy the journey, and keep those volunteer vibes going.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.